I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, the word tree. It's a reverse dictionary that, by a series of branchings, takes you from an idea to a precise verb. An anthropologist named Henry Berger is the publisher. He says it's different from using a thesaurus, like Roget's, to find words with similar or opposite meanings. The word tree works on the slight differences between words.
For example, the difference between, let's say, escort and chaperone is probably something like make respectable, because chaperoning adds the moral implication to escorting. So the word tree would show escort on the E pages. Escort and a respectabilize equals chaperone. By the way, there really is a verb. I didn't make that up, respectabilize. Then on the R page, it would say respectabilize while escorting equals chaperone. On the C page, it would say chaperone equals escort and respectabilize. So we differentiate by the nuances, the opposite of Roget. That's a brilliant book. I'm certainly not criticizing it.
Well, do you have any other examples of words that with such nuancing?
Yes, surely. Take one like to enlarge and to develop equals to grow. To grow and to complete equals to mature. And we've done this with the entire English language, the verbs, which are, represent actions. We've done this with the 21 or so thousand English verbs so that you can work. If you're looking for a precise word, you think of any part of the idea, look it up alphabetically, and it presents a menu to you right there.
Henry Berger is now at work on a second edition of The Word Tree, first published in 1984. He says it grew out of his work as an anthropologist, studying social engineering. He was trying to discover the factors that cause success or failure in sensitive situations, where opposite sides are bargaining and trying to convince the other side.
The government of, let's say, Peru wanted to move villagers out of this area, and they succeeded by doing the following. And I had about 5,000 summary sheets, about 5,000 cases of success and failure, and I was looking for principles. One day, when I felt I was pretty near the end of my knowledge there, I started spreading them out on a bed, and they ran into the second bed, and then they were enough were there that I felt I should be able to divine something from them. I looked at them instantly. It appeared to me that the successful method was a process, not a structure like corn or maize, not a structure like some bureaucracy, but the process, let's say, of persuading, the process of, let's say, moving, the process of razzle-dazzling, whatever it was, the process name, which in English is the transitive verb, was the key to it. And once you do that, you overskip country names and food names and so on. You get a world of action.
So how do you hope the word tree is used in...
Who is using it already?
Who is using it?
A lot of large companies and government offices. We've had orders from Europe and so on. Probably the poor, downtrodden person who really needs it most cannot get to it, but at least his state library may well have it.
Henry Berger is an emeritus professor of anthropology at the University of Missouri and publisher of The Word Tree, which, if you're wondering, is $149 a copy. And that's Wordmaster for this week. Our website is voanews.com/wordmaster. And our email address is word@voanews.com. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.